This will be De Bello Gallico, Book 1, Chapter 2, Lines 13 through 18. All right, so we're starting with his rebus fiebat. All right, so the verb fio, fieri, means to happen, to occur, to be made. And so here, even though this is rather odd, because most of the time you're going to see a tam sic ita tantus, something like that. This verb literally means it happened. So this is indicating a result clause. Okay. So his rebus fiebat. It happened by means of these things. So it happened because of these things. That, ut. Et minus late wagerentur, et minus facile inferi possent. So you've got to see the et there. So it happened that they both wagerentur, wandered, minus late, less widely, less extensively, et inferi possent, and they were able to inferi bellum, to wage war, finitimis, with their neighbors, or on their neighbors, minus facile, less easily. Qua ex parte, for which part, for which reason? This is another kind of like that qua de causa, another way to just say for this reason. Homines bellandi cupidi. Men desirous, eager, cupidi, for bellandi, for waging war. Magno dolore adficiebantur. They were affected with a great pain. They were afflicted by great grief. Altum. Moreover, however, pro multitudine hominem, for their great number of men. The pro here could also be in consideration of their great number of men. Et pro gloria belli, and for their glory of war, atque fortitudinis, and of fortitude. So obviously these people, they had a reputation, a fame, a glory of war and of fortitude. Okay, so those are the two reasons there. So for in consideration of their great number of men, in consideration for their glory of war and of fortitude, arbitrabantur, they thought, they judged, they reckoned, se habere, that they had. So this is an indirect statement here. So the head verb is the mental activity of they thought. So they thought that they had angustos fines, narrow borders. Okay, so they thought that, you know, they needed to be able to roam more, and they thought that they had narrow borders. Qui patebat, which extended, which spread open in longitudinem, in longitude, milia passuum, and then we got duocenti, all right, so cc, that's 200. XL, X is 10, L is 50. So you have to subtract that X from that L. That's the way Roman numerals work. So in longitude, it was 240 miles. Milia passuum, literally thousands of paces. But that is very close to our mile. So around 240 miles. And in latitudinem, in longitude, or in latitude, okay. Again, C is 100, L is 50, XXX, so 180 miles. All right, so longitudinem, obviously longitude, so this is length, and latitudinem is going to be width. So that's how big their area is. So we've got in length, 240 miles, in width, 180 miles. So we'll talk about that in class, exactly how many square miles is that? All right, so that's the end of line 18. So I'm going to go back and retranslate one more time, see if you can follow along and come to class with any questions that you might have. So it happened with these things, or because of these things, that they wandered less widely and they were less easily able to wage war on their neighbors, for which reason men desirous of waging war were afflicted with great grief. In consideration, however, of their great number of men, and in consideration of their glory of war and fortitude, they thought that they had narrow borders, which extended in length 240 miles and in width 180 miles.